This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
July the 3rd, 2022. The fridge slut. There is nothing like sitting in bed in the early morning with a pot of Earl Grey Supreme, chatting to girlfriends on the phone. I was happily doing just this when the doorbell rang. Short expletive at the prospects of being doorstepped by local politico or evangelists. What a faff it is to haul myself into an upright position, stick the now compressed heart-shaped cushion made by the local WI and supplied by the NHS under my arm, and totter off downstairs to the door. Halfway down the stairs, the doorbell rang again. Yes, yes, I'm on my way. On the doorstep was a member of the A-team, that much-treasured WhatsApp group of girlfriends charged with seeing me through the big C. I thought you were coming for lunch, I mumbled. Well, I did say 10:30. I've got to go to London later. It was all bonus from my point of view. I went off to have a shower and the A-teamer headed to the kitchen where she made free with vases in order to make the very best of the beautiful cut flowers from her garden. We spent the morning happily chatting about the grandchildren. Hers can speak Italian and English and interchange between the two. Mine's a boy and likes to talk about poo. The doorbell rang again, and from the open door blasted the theme tune of The Archers. That's the new tune, not the old one. I knew exactly who that was and rolled over on the sofa in a bid to get a bit of momentum in order to get to my feet. And there was the FF, former flatmate, and before we knew it, we were hugging and crying and rejoicing that I am, more or less, in one piece, and she is in my kitchen, having not exactly lied her way through acres of messaging about being stuck in a train tunnel, but not exactly leading me to believe she was in a train racing towards me. In the many joys and trials of our friendship, I remember when she was where I am now. That only deepens our ties. The FF is impressed by lunch, and she says so. She broadcasts her appreciation of her fellow A-teamer on the WhatsApp group, along with a critique of the inside of my fridge, which she alleges horrible things about. When my fellow granny departs, the FF sets about renovating the fridge. On the table is an enormous pile of fridge content. She can't imagine why so much of what I treasure has survived so long past its sell-by date. The sniff test. I'm bullish on this point, but except there may be some preserved lemons that are no longer fit for purpose. We compromise, and feeling she has luck on her side, she chances her arm. I run out of puff and watch the bin fill up. Once done, she makes a short video of the inside of the fridge and broadcasts it to the A-team, along with a biting critique of what she describes as the European vegetable mountain that's sitting on top of the cooker. She asserts it will never fit back into the now sparkling fridge. I protest it's all in the angle she chose to film from. She ignores me and takes the rubbish out. By tea time, I can hardly keep my eyes open and make another, less energetic, bid to roll off the sofa for some kind of embrace and a bit of a blub. Whatever the humiliations of my personal habits being revealed to an unsuspecting A-team, love and friendship trump the revelation that I am a fridge slut.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.